everybody. Welcome to the village where we live. We tried to clean up and make it nice, but there was so much rain. There is sand everywhere, and little pine needles everywhere. But just enjoy our faces. We have such beautiful young ladies here. If you are related to any of these young ladies, I want to tell you that they were terrific this week. I think every time we walk down to Watch Rock, either on the way to a project or on the way back, we got rained on. And they were so good about it. Their hearts were just happy to be here. So I'm just so thankful that we had this opportunity to be together, and we're learning in the village about trust and about truth. This winter, I was a little bit disturbed, I guess I would say, with things that were going on in the world. There was just so much conflict. And I thought, well, what's the bottom line in these issues? What is the truth about these things that people are aggravated about and even angry? And you know what? I don't know what the bottom line was. So many things, I could not find the beginning. And then if I did find the beginning, I was wondering if it was the truth. But you know what? I'm so thankful that I don't have to wonder about God. I don't have to wonder about what He thinks about me. I can find it here. And this word is true. I don't have to wonder about issues that I'm struggling with in my heart. And by this I mean, look at these girls. Can you sit up straight? Could you all smile? Look at these girls. They are so beautiful. Now look at me. They are so beautiful. And the world is screaming at our children. They are telling them things that I don't know if all those things are true. I don't know if they're right, and I don't know if they're right. But if they read this word, they're going to know that God is true. Yes. That there is someone who loves them, who wants to protect them, who wants to keep them, who wants to go with them in every tangle of life. I like that song, Brother John, too. Life gets tangled up, man, you know? And as adults, we can't figure it out. You know, some things even Billy Graham could not figure out. But he knew God. Yeah. He knew the God who was the way, the truth, and the life. Thank God he had a plan for us in sending his own son to die for us. And you know what? Even that message, I said to my girls, everybody in the world is going to say, yeah, we know the Jesus story. We don't believe it. We do believe it. He was a good man. He wasn't God. Blah, 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 blah. But you know what? You better read this book. And if you read this book, you find out who he really is. And, you know, it's not good just to, in all these issues, just to hear what the issue is. You've got to find the truth. And don't let anyone tell you that God isn't real and alive. Don't let anybody tell you that Jesus Christ did not die for your sins. Because this book says the whole thing. And you know what? It uses small words that are easy to understand. I love that. Now, our reciting, we went with a different translation. I'm a King James Version person. So when they're all reciting this beautifully, I'm fumbling in my heart and mind because the King James is rolling around in there. But look, listen to these first few verses. Oh Lord, I give you my life. God tells you where to start. Just come to me. Life is messed up. Give your life to me. Wow. The second verse. I trust in you, my God. All of a sudden, God becomes your own. Isn't that wonderful? And you can trust him. So I'm just so excited about that. And I know I'm talking talk, but I just got to say, I'm so thankful. And we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to recite some verses we learned. And then we're going to sing one more song. But in the last song, could everybody just do me a favor? Just close your eyes. Oh, you don't have to close your eyes. Just look at God. Let that song speak to your heart. And let your own heart reaffirm that there is a God who loves you, who cares for you, who wants to be your God. One of the verses in the memory work that I have prayed so often in the King James is, lead me in thy truth and teach me. for you are the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Because sometimes our conflicts do not go away in an hour, in a week, or sometimes even in a year. But on thee, O God, do I put my trust. I wait on you all the day. Lead me. And the last song is about the Holy Spirit, and that's the part of God that is, makes the Word of God real and alive to us. And so on that last song, I just want you to be blessed, however that is. And let's just see God. I know the girls are, and it's a song that we've learned and we love. Okay, I make strawberry jam every year. Enough of this. I make strawberry jam every year, and I like to give one away. And this year, I'd like to give this to Mrs. Munsinger. And I'll send Valerie over to Mrs. Munsinger. Brother John has been our kind friend. And, of course, I'm always talking about Paul because I don't know, I work more with Brother Paul, but Brother John works with my husband. I want to thank you for that, Brother John.
You're welcome.
And there's always a good woman behind a good man. Valerie, can you come to me? You know who Mrs. Munsinger is, right? Brother John's wife? She's way in the back. Would you go give that to her? Just go find her. Okay, God bless you and thank you very much.
All who need